Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second. The shortstop, Sergio Ferrer. Batting third. The right fielder, Steve Brye. Batting fourth. The DH, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Hile. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Craig Kuzik. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Claude Osteen. And now, play ball. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Brye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brye hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Sharp. Darwin reaches second base with a double. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kuzik scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Hairston moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kuzik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Kuzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzik strikes out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharpe hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferrer hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Kelly reaches third base with a triple. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Craig Kuzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzik is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuzik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton strikes out. One out. Bill Sharpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharpe is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharpe hits a line drive into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Braun moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew is walked intentionally. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer is 0-for-2 in the game. Ferrer hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Darwin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Kuzick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Heil steals second. Craig Kuzick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuzick hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a pop-up towards short. Ferrer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hairston moves to second. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer is 0 for 3 in the game. Ferrer hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Ford now playing center field. Larry Heil now playing left field. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 3 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Forster now pitching. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 3 in the game. Soderholm is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 3 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 3 in the game. Cusick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford takes first base on ball four. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Borgman takes first base on ball four. Ford moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Campbell now pitching. Lee Richard pinch runs for Bill Melton. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richard moves to second. Niles Nyman pinch runs for Tony Muser. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Bucky Dent. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richard scores. Nyman moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Nyman moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Darren Johnson pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nyman scores. Henderson scores. Downing moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.